Our friends at the Texas Scorecard point out that the Texas Association of School Administrators, TASA, and the Texas Association of School Boards, TASB, spend their days working to protect bureaucrats and hinder reform. Both entities are subsidized by school districts out of their regular operating budgets, which really means you, the taxpayer. Here's a quick review of just some of the legislation they opposed this year. SB 640, local debt and bond transparency. They were for hiding what local debt and bonds really cost taxpayers in the form of property taxes. SB 445, disclosures of taxpayer-funded lobbying. They want to hide the practice of spending your money to advocate against you. SB 2, increased voter input in property tax hikes. They didn't want to have rollback elections for big tax hikes. SB 13, ban on government collecting dues for unions. That's right, the school groups were for government continuing to subsidize unions by collecting dues for them. SB 3, school choice and letting taxpayer money follow the parent taxpayer to whichever school works best for their child. That's right, they want to keep the government monopoly that they know better than parents. SB 6, preventing males from entering facilities and exposing themselves to females in showers, bathrooms, and locker rooms. They were for allowing males to enter little girls' bathrooms and showers in schools. Whatever else their agendas, TASA and TASB take extreme positions at odds with the best interest of taxpayers, parents, teachers, and students, reminds the Texas Scorecard. And they're right. And they use your money to do it. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.